Right.
Right, and I'll bring up the script, and we do have all the we have Pam, we have Terry, Tom, and Rule are all here.
Oh, wonderful! Good, and they all beat me this time.
My video started, so I don't. I'm here, but I'm not there.
All right, I recognize your voice. So good evening. I'm calling this Bay State Road, Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public meeting to order at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the meeting law, including the June 16, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15, 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Boston Landmarks Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, so here's our first application. It's a 587 Beacon Street, replace existing light pole and install DAS node. And Keenan, you are here.
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yep.
All right. My name is Keenan Brin. I'm with Xnet Systems. I'm representing them on behalf of their small cell application here for 587 Beacon Street. Just a little bit of background on this is the third month in a row I've been in front of the commission for two other locations as well. But I'll give you a little bit of background. Xnet is a provider of wireless infrastructure in cities and municipalities and stadiums and venues of, you know, where large people may gather and high traffic corridor areas like Beacon Street. The application in front of you tonight involves the replacement of a single acorn pole in front of 587 Beacon Street. This is between Charles Gate West and Kenmore Square on the south side of Beacon.
And Keenan, Keenan, it's a pendant pole.
I'm sorry, did I say acorn? Thank you. Single pendant pole, which we have an agreement with the city of Boston for a typical design replacement for this. The existing pendant pole is 25 feet, 5 inches tall, and I think the replacement is exactly the same. And then it'll total, with the antenna at the top, it'll total about almost 28 feet, so about 3 foot higher with that. Now, as you can see from the schematic, on the left here is the existing pole and the dimensions. And on the right, we've got the pole itself, the antenna at the top, and then we've got that equipment cabinet, which is about halfway up on it. And I know in the past that we've, with this particular group on Bay State Road, you preferred the base cabinet, you know, the cabinet at the base of the pole, on Bay State Road, but I thought in other instances you preferred to have the equipment halfway up. We can do it either way. There's a design to make this happen for either equipment cabinet halfway up there, like it's shown there, or we can show it at the base of the pole. So I would leave it to the board, board's discretion to, you know, let me know how they would want to handle something like that. But the this particular pole has been approved by Boston Streetlight and Neighborhood Services, and we have an approval from Boston Water and Sewer as well. So I think one of the last approvals we'd be looking for was with the Landmarks Commission. I know I had come to you previously in the past year with a pole design at the intersection of Bay State Road and Beacon Street. You didn't like that because it was on that little mall area. So this is essentially a replacement for that location. You know, the next pole down on Beacon Street heading west.
On the opposite side of the street from Miles Standard.
That's correct. Yep. Yep. It would be on the south side.
Yeah. Right. Right. And I think, Joe, all of the ones on the base all around Charles Gate, as you walk all around the Charles Gate Park, they're all on the base, I think.
Yes. Yes. And my only thought was, Keenan, there are two. Oh, I thought I had a photo. There are two Further down, closer to the intersection of Charles Gate and Beacon, one immediately on the corner, and then there's another one a little further south, which is a concrete pole on Charles Gate. Have you looked into those?
We have, Joe. We've there's that one right at the intersection of Charles Gate West and Beacon that we went through last time, and I ended up moving that particular pole over on Charles Gate West a block over. So we Boston Streetlight denied us on the one at Charles Gate West and Beacon because that's where you had pushed us the first time.
Okay.
And due to the handicap ramp and some manholes and other things, that was our preferred location, but we couldn't get there. And then because of the location of the mall, which we understood, you didn't like the one there. So this is kind of like option three at this point.
Joe, I wasn't able to attend the April meeting. I was traveling, but reading the notes, it mentions this same issue, but preference for putting the controls at the base. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's my recommendation here. Okay. The other ones in this area are also in the base cabinet.
Okay.
I
would agree with that 100%.
We could easily do that. I just remember having that discussion when we were continued for the other one back, and it was last summer for Charles Gate West, for Bay State Road and Beacon Street. That. They didn't. I thought they said they didn't like the base cabinet, but I can pivot either way quite easily, Joe. I can get you another set of plans, showing the base cabinet, which was a standard design and acceptable to the city.
Yeah. I think we should be consistent and go in that direction.
I totally agree. And again, I wish I had reached out to you, but I went with the upper design, but that's fine. We can certainly do that.
Okay.
And good that you could find a location that wasn't part of that new park, so.
Yeah, I knew that was off limits, so.
So we can, I know there is one member of the public, and if they would like to, let me see here. Allen Ginsberg, do you have any comments to make on this application? You can raise your hand and I will unmute you. Otherwise, we'll just move on. Pam, it doesn't look like you want to make a comment.
Okay. So then do we want to vote on this, Joe?
Yeah, someone wants to make a motion.
All right. Rule, Terry, Tom, anybody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, with the base. Yep.
With the base at the bottom, exactly.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. Perfect.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe, just a quick administrative question for you. With the new portal application process, are the approvals coming through the portal, or is that something you're still sending out like as a letter?
They should be coming through the portal. Have you not gotten?
I don't think I haven't. I've seen approvals coming from South End, and I saw one come from a couple different locations, but I did not see the Bay State Road ones. But I could take another look.
Okay, I'll take a look tomorrow to make sure they're going out.
Yeah, do you mind? Yeah, okay, because I've been waiting. I looked and I haven't received anything and I haven't seen anything. So if you wouldn't mind, thank you.
Sure, yep, I'll look into that tomorrow. Okay.
Of course. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.
And that was our only applicant tonight, is that right? The rest.
Yeah, that was our only design review. We have one application, 22.1122 BSR, 19 Bay State Road, which is very straightforward replacement of wood trim and window trim at the rear elevation. And that complies with the guidelines.
Okay. And is that what maybe Allen Ginsberg wanted to speak about? Because he lives at 23 or 21, maybe. Because I know he was with Joanne for part of the rear work that was being done there.
Make him a co-host, maybe. Alan,
I manage 21 and 23 Bay State Road with Joanne. Thank you for remembering me. And I also manage 19 Bay State Road. So I was just here as a property manager for 19 Bay State Road just to make sure that everything was fine. And if there's any questions, I was just here just to to answer anything if I have the information. So it's
great. Been, nice to know you do all of them too. That's great.
I was for 30 years. I managed 35 Bay State Road. So I managed quite a bit. So in any event, I appreciate it. And I know it's just administrative, but I'm just here always just in case. So I appreciate all what you do and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So if someone would like to make a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Right. And the minutes from our last hearing on the 12th.
Yep. Did everybody have a chance to read them? Because I could entertain a motion to approve them.
Done.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Great. All in favor, Tom, did you have a chance to read them or did you have any questions? All in favor? Great.
I did read them. I'm in favor. Yep.
Great. Thank you. Joe, anything else we need to do this evening?
No, I don't have any updates, so I think we're good.
Wonderful. Good.
Okay.
I'm glad they found a better location for that. You know.
Yes. No, I think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been unfortunate to put anything on that plaza.
Yeah, I agree. Nope, it's great.
That's directly across too, if looking at the diagram, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure BU wasn't too happy about it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just spent so much time and money to make it look so attractive that
absolutely, absolutely
stick a thing like that in there. So
yeah.
Good. Well, just, wonderful to see everybody.
Yeah. I do have a question for the group, actually. Has anybody heard from Victor? Is he?
No, okay? I was going to ask you the same thing. I haven't even seen him.
Bro. Okay. I haven't. Have you? I mean, I did hear from over Christmas, and that was it. You know, I spoke to his wife, actually.
Yeah.
And he was doing okay.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I saw an ambulance there, I want to say, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I think they took him up, but I believe he came home. So,
okay.
But no one has seen him. So if you do, you know, or if I do, I'll let everybody know.
Yeah. Okay. I happened to be by there today, his building, and I thought it was his wife that came out, but it wasn't. It must be a tenant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw her out in the back of the buildings the other, I want to say a couple of weeks ago. And I haven't seen him at all though.
Okay. Okay.
But if you hear, let me know. If I hear, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Joe, have you heard anything?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Does someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Sorry. Anybody want to make a motion? To
adjourn. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Second?
All right. I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye. Thanks. Now. Be well.
Tom, see you later, Tom.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.